We'll call this meeting to order at 6:06 p.m. Before I move on to the remainder of speaker's business, before we begin, may I remind you all of the oath that you have taken. The Students Union would also like to honor the nation-to-nation treaty relationship by acknowledging that this meeting is taking place on Treaty 6 territory. Other announcements, the next meeting of Students' Council will take place on Tuesday, June 3rd, 2014. Said that, take attendance. President Lau.
Present.
Vice President Orzik.
Present.
Vice President Kinda.
Present.
Vice President Hodgson. Vice President Diaz. Governor Hansera.
Present.
Councilor Allard.
Present.
Councilor Chen.
Present.
Councilor Bannister.
Present.
Councilor Muhammad.
Present.
Councilor Sleeman.
Present.
Councilor Zhang.
Here.
Councilor Jaddick.
Present.
Councilor Grulgi.
Present.
Councilor Bryce. Councilor Babatunde.
Present.
Councilor Horvat.
Present.
Councilor Podolsky. Councilor Jacobson. Councilor Wong.
Present.
Councilor Garg. Councilor Gore. Mr. Janevsky for Councilor Kahn. Did I pronounce that correctly? Councilor Krutzi.
Present.
Ms. Mendamin for Councilor Morris. Is that good? Councilor Makhdoum.
Present.
Councilor Bhatia. Councilor Hooper. Councilor Champagne.
Present.
Councilor Binchik.
Present.
Councilor Zinedine.
Present.
Councilor Kwan.
Present.
Councilor Peak. Councilor Huang.
Present.
Councilor Farouk.
Yeah.
Councilor Hudson.
Present.
All right. Attendance being done. We'll move on to presentations. The first presentation is the Students' Council Engagement Task Force SCET recommendations. This is being sponsored by Councillor Binchik. Is there a seconder? President Lau, is anyone opposed to seeing this presentation? Seeing none?
Hey everybody, so I'm glad we can finally hear about a Students' Council Engagement Task Force. It was the task force that ran last year, and we just evaluated how much students feel connected to Students' Council and what can we do to improve this connection to make sure that students are more aware of what we're doing, how to get involved with Council, and how to reach out to the representatives. So here is just a brief summary of some of the recommendations, because I know it's quite a lengthy document and you may not be able to read through all of it. Okay, so I'll talk about Students' Council connecting with the general students population, the faculty associations, international students. I'll talk a little bit more about the benefits of doing individual goal documents, as well as connecting ourselves more with the executives and enhancing our presence on Facebook as well as the SU website. And then I have just a few short additional recommendations. So, first of all, during the elections, we see all the counselors as well as the execs have all the posters, presence on social media, but past that time, we kind of disappear. And students don't really see us on campus, they don't really know who we are, they don't see our faces as much. So, a partial solution to that is to attend campus-wide events, but not as just regular students, but as counselors. So to facilitate that, we thought of an event calendar that would be made by the Student Life, Operations and Finance, as well as the SU staff. And the Student Group Services would work with VP Student Life to get student groups to put their events under, as well as the VP Academic would work with Discover Governance and COFA to get faculty associations to put their events on the calendar and perhaps enhance council participation. And we would get programming and venues to look into ways that we could participate in the events as council. So perhaps there would be a part at the event where we could engage students a little bit more or speak about what we're doing, just whatever they can come up with. Okay, also last year we had a class talk presentations. We had very few counselors interested in that. However, I've done quite a few presentations in classes. So how it worked is simply, well, I made the PowerPoints, but the responsibility would usually rest on CAC. And really, the PowerPoint takes maybe 10 minutes to get done. The presentation doesn't take longer than 2 minutes right before class. You just contact the prof that you want to present, whose class you want to present to. You ask for permission, and you simply just give quick updates to council. And that helps with several things. One thing is that students actually see your face. They know that you're engaged in what they picked you to be engaged with, and they know who to contact. Also, yes, we could get volunteers to get class talks. That's something that's on the table, but would not necessarily be mandatory. And I guess it's also important to mention that none of this is mandatory. This is just friendly suggestion to make sure that we are the best council we can. Also, we usually get some council clothing. We get some hoodies last year. However, we usually order them at the end of the term after the by-elections. And today at CAC, we talk about potentially ordering those items early so that you can go to your classes throughout the year and make as much of use your hoodies or your jackets or shirts, whatever else we order from the very start of the year so that students really see your presence. Also, the marketing department, the DG, as well as the president, I guess the president more so this year, facilitated the photos. I took my photo today. It took literally 2 minutes. I just went in, I got out, just one click. It's very easy, and it would really help us to enhance our presence. Hopefully, we can get a display going at least by the end of the summer. Okay. And when it comes to faculty associations, there are no consistent communications between council and faculty associations, so we definitely looked into that. This has been probably the most controversial recommendation, but we recommended that there should be a non-voting seat on faculty associations for a council representative. And this structure is inspired by CBUS, where a counselor who's also an art student is required to sit on CBUS council. And those representatives would have optional report time under board and committee reports, as well as they would be responsible for the briefing during any decision-making that would pertain to that particular faculty association, and potentially also have trimester reports to CAC. Again, that would be something for the VP academic to advocate to faculty associations to adopt this structure. We would rather have faculty associations invite us to have a particular seat on their council instead of simply inviting ourselves over and dictating that we'll now sit on their council. Again, if we were to proceed, if we were to agree on this recommendation, then it would probably be wise for CAC to amend standing orders in order to have continuity from year to year. Okay. Also, international students, I think we have over 6,000 international students at the U of A. And I think the proportion on council is not really representative of this number. So there were quite a few international students that I talked to, and that it turned out that those students didn't really know that they were fully eligible to vote in our elections, let alone running the elections. So it is this huge student population that we need to reach out to. The ISA has been created, I believe. We propose that the VP student like advocate to ISA to adopt the same structure that we proposed for the faculty association so that the council representative sits on the ISA. Now, I am aware that things change a little bit and that we have counselors who sit on council right now who are also executives of the ISA. So I guess this opens a window for the ISA executives to determine whether they want to have double responsibility or whether they perhaps want to appoint someone else to just be dedicated to connecting council and ISA and to represent the interests of council on ISA. Also, what we what we thought of is have the council representative present to ISA on what council does, how can you run for the elections, so that everybody is on the same page, and hopefully that information will trickle down to all international students as time goes. Okay? So we do have some council planning sessions throughout the year, mostly at the church retreats. We make a lot of goals, but we don't really specify who's responsible for them. Therefore, we have a lot of ambitious visions for how the year will go, but there's no accountability in those goals. So, to solve that, we propose individual goal documents that would hopefully enhance the collaboration between individual student counselors once we are very sure of what goals we want to accomplish. Hopefully, that will also enhance the ability of students to hold us accountable to what we promise to accomplish. There's pretty much no accountability right now as it stands. We have nothing to hold ourselves accountable to, and there's not much that students can hold us accountable to, and I think that's a huge problem. Okay, hopefully once we have those individual goals set as well, the goal planning sessions that we have as the collective will be a little bit more efficient because everybody will know what they want to pursue, and hopefully we can just make connections, let's see, between our goals. Okay, so to make this a little bit more efficient, we would encourage Discover Governance to create a template for our goal documents. It wouldn't be anything too extensive, perhaps just one page with several points that we want to do. You can be as extensive on it as you'd like. Also, it would not be mandatory, but if we were to upload it on the website, then like your goals documents would simply be missing, and I assume that doesn't look too good. To ensure continuity, we would ask the bylaw committee to look into bylaw 4000 to perhaps include council plans or council goals that would be concurrent with the deadlines that apply to executive goal plans. When it comes to the executives, executives are much more involved. They spend so much more time dealing with the SU, the advocacy, as well as any operational sides of the SU. And we would definitely, encourage at least one job shadow day in all exec portfolios, and that would, I believe, fall under President and DG, and I believe it's somewhat underway already, hopefully. Okay, Student Council presence on Facebook. This has also taken a lot of time because there were a lot of questions that bothered many counselors, but I believe we solved most of them by now. So the need arises because many students just rely on technology. They want updates quickly. They don't really want to search for them. They don't really want to read extensive documents. So I believe our presence on Facebook would be very beneficial. We currently have the U of A Facebook page. However, the U of A Students Union Facebook page, but I believe it's somewhat important. Well, it is important to have the distinction because we don't really want to bombard a particular audience with updates about like the daily grind or whatever else. We just want to give them the information that pertains to council. Who can post on the page? We actually talked about it today at CAC, so it's a little bit different than what you'll read in the document, but today we agreed that the only two people being able to post on the page would be the administrative assistant as well as the CAC chair. However, if any counselor would like to post something, they would simply be required to send it to CAC chair or administrative assistant, and the post would be made. The post could be, like, let's say, pictures from an event, or it could be about something important that happened during the meeting, or something that deals with university or the Students' Union. There would be no new accounts for counselors. They would simply be able to comment underneath each post as, like, themselves. And also, if they wish to kind of redistribute a particular post with their own opinion, then they could simply click share and write their own status on the post that has been made by U of A Students Council. How do we ensure that there are some posts and the page is not just blank all the time? We would have the administrative assistant post links for minutes and agendas. And how can we ensure that there are no unanswered questions from students? So again, it would be the responsibility of the catcher to monitor the page regularly and to answer any questions. Also, if you go on the page and you see that there's a question that is very directly pertaining to the bylaw, any bylaw tasks, then you would simply tag the bylaw chair or someone on the bylaw committee. How will the page be promoted? Again, we can use the U of A CMCN page. We can also promote it as students. And yes, lastly, we have the CAC chair, as well as the speaker, mostly, that changed today during our meeting, set up the page. And I believe if we receive no strong opposition today, I believe we'll be pretty much setting up the page during the next CAC meeting. So if you have any major concerns after the presentation, it would be the right time to voice them. Okay, also when you visit the SU website, you'll see that there's a lot about the execs. We have the biographies as well as the portraits, but there's very, very little on counselors. So we're hoping to have Discover Governor's president as well as the SU's marketing department to collect all the pictures that hopefully you've all almost taken or are planning to take very shortly, and include some biographies as well. Okay, so now moving on to just two last additional recommendations. We had SCAT last year, but right now there is no consistent way for us to keep improving as council. So in order to make that happen, I met today with Rebecca Taylor, the manager of Discover Governance, and we talked about potential online surveys for incoming and outgoing counselors to see what they like most about council, what they think could be improved, and hopefully once we have that data from year to year, we'll be able to just target the weaknesses and the strengths and work accordingly. Also, we talked about some improved professional development for counselors. That's a conversation that I had at one point last year with the Chun Home manager, and it's definitely still on the table. Okay, so I tried to rush through it so that we have enough time for any of your comments. Everything sounds good. Okay, perfect. I'll have Councillor Zhang.
I have a question for the presentation area about the FAs. I was just wondering, what was the controversial issue regarding having a downvoting councillor seat on the FAs? Mm-hmm.
So the other option would be to have faculty association representatives sit, have a non-voting seat on council. And there are many people who were on one side or the other, but at the end of SCAT, we decided that this was the best course of action. Thank you for the question. I had Catherine. Rose is our VP at the clinic.
Thank you for your presentation. It was very well done. When you got your picture done, where did you go, and did you make an appointment?
Thank you for your question. No, actually, today, right before the meeting with Discover Governance Manager, I just walked by Sub Photo, walked in, just said if the photographer has 2 minutes to take a picture of me, he did. I literally just went in and out. I was on my way to the meeting. I didn't make any kind of appointment. I just walked in and asked if he could do it in less than 2 minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Champagne?
Thank you for the presentation. My question was concerning when you said that students don't really have counselors. There's no way to hold them accountable. Students don't really have any way of holding us accountable. What did you mean by that? Do students not have any way of holding us accountable?
That is actually my understanding. Because we can make promises during the campaign, but those promises are not written anyway. It's like you make a promise during a one-on-one talk that you will do something, but that kind of gets forgotten, and it's just one promise quickly made in a conversation that students may not really put that much value on. So when you think about any kind of way for an unhappy student to remove a counselor, there's no really big, there's no ground for that. Like, there is no golf documents. There is no specification of what you're supposed to do or what you want to do. Like, you essentially make no promises and you don't have to deliver anything, which bothers me a little bit because there should be some kind of standard that we have to live up to.
Sure.
We have Councillor Corbett.
Okay, it's hard to get. Thanks for the presentation. It was very thorough. Actually, I enjoyed reading the documents you sent on the agenda. They were very thorough. But I'm just kind of curious how realistic you think it is to achieve all of the recommendations, and if not, which ones are the most important that you would really want realistically to achieve?
Thank you for the question. Yes, I don't believe... Well, I would like to see all of them implemented, but I also realize that right now I'm the only one strongly pushing the recommendations, and one person can't really make that happen. Myself, I'll be, as the catcher, I'll be focusing on the Facebook page as well as the website. Those were the two big ones. Also enhancing council's visibility. So today we talked about ordering the items much earlier. We talked about also having meetings at Campus St. John as well as Augustana. We figured out all the logistics on that. I'll update you during my committee report. And I believe that's the visibility that I can achieve as one person. But if the executives can take that up, just work with the recommendations that they were given then hopefully you can progress much farther.
Do you think at the end of this year we could do like a checks and balance and see which ones have been achieved?
I'd be happy to do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Councillor Root, sorry, I didn't know your name. Allard?
Regarding student council's presence on Facebook, well, thank you for the presentation.
My pleasure.
I'm not sure if the task force has discussed this, but assuming the student council Facebook page is made, would it be expected that councillors who are like sharing, reposting, reposting their personal account, and like would we be prohibited from creating a Facebook page specific to our faculty to recommend students to our faculty follow for everyone to use the council Facebook page?
Okay, I don't think anybody can prohibit you from making any kind of Facebook page as long as you're speaking on your behalf. So if you get all of your counselors and as well as like your faculty association, you work out a structure that works for all of you, then you can establish that. However, this would not be under CAC. You can bring it to CAC if you want to. We would be happy to look into it, but this would be just for council as a whole. It would not... Yeah, you wouldn't have to set up any kind of faculty page. It would just be there. Does that answer your question? Would you like to clarify? Or would you like me to clarify?
No, I think I
do. Okay, thank you. We can talk after too if you'd like. Any more questions? Oh, Councillor Hansra? For a governor.
Thank you. And thank you for the presentation. You worked hard at it. It's thorough. It's insightful, and you know, it shows the initiative and the leadership that you've shown over the last year, and I have some kudos to you. The one issue, and it's not necessarily, it's likely outside the scope of what you were looking at, but what will cause, you know, a number of issues, none as far and as thorough and within the due diligence that you've presented have been done, but these issues have been risen in council now for 4 to 5, 6 years now for ages, and that's always been the issue. And then the one issue that we have to remind ourselves is, as a group of students, society hates politics, right? That is something that students dislike. And that is, I think, a major turnoff of why students are engaged in the student's union. And how do we change that? And this is, and one of the root causes to improve that, and how American schools, those schools with great school spirit and great engaged students' union and a high voter kind of work, is that they work towards building a community, a campus community, where everyone feels to be a part of the campus community. So I hope, and I know this is going to be successful, and after we achieve all your goals, which we will, whether it takes 1 year or 2 years, we will, knowing you, you're going to achieve them, that I hope the next step for council is to work towards building a more cohesive, a more community on campus that increases the stakeholder, the ownership that students have on campus.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you for your comments. Okay. I don't think, yeah, I guess I just someone else clap. Points well taken. I'm so sorry. Points well taken. Thank you, Governor Hansra. I don't know if you'd like me to address it in any way, but I think what you said, I 100% agree with. VP,
so thanks for your presentation. I was actually really impressed by everything and the work that's been put into this. I have a question and a comment. So I pretty much agree with most of the recommendations, but I do think some of them can be done without legislating in bylaws, like just creating the culture. So that might make it a more faster and efficient way of achieving these goals. My question is just about process. So now that we've had this presentation, moving forward on these recommendations, is it just CAP that's going to be doing this, or will there be motions being council? How do you see that going?
So, to address your first point, why I'm insisting on changing some bylaws or sending orders is to ensure continuity, because you never know who will be the catcher next year, who will be the council, and perhaps those priorities might just not be priorities anymore and they might be forgotten. So that's my way of institutionalizing it. But definitely some of them, we could look into not introducing them. And so your second question, what's the process?
Yep.
No? So CAC will be working on the things that were directly recommended to CAC. When it comes to the other goals that were directly given to one of the VPs or perhaps other committee chairs, that will be mostly up to them. I'll do my best to ask questions and make sure that I follow up on them, but if those people don't pursue the recommendations, that will be about it. If there is some change to bylaw, I believe council will be voting on it, so it will be brought back. And also I'll be making sure to include any progress of my reports from CAC. Any more questions? I saw some hands up here before.
Sorry, I forgot my name tag. Yeah, I'm a little irresponsible. Just a question of clarification. When you're talking about holding counselors accountable, did you just mean on the goals that they promise, process of accountability? Like execs have, there's a process in the bylaw for holding them accountable. In council, like how's the whole system accountable? Do you mean a process like that for counselors, or do you mean something else?
I think if we were to do that, that would be really hard to implement logistically, because how can we ensure that they can have all the students keeping up with the progress of each counselor? So I'm not trying to take it to any kind of an extreme. I'm simply trying to make at least a document for each counselor that if, for example, their electorate from their faculty would want to just check on what they're doing, whether they want to vote for them next year or not, they at least have some basis to make their decision on, because right now there's absolutely nothing.
Well, so like a history, so just a follow-up question, like a history on like counselors, what they've done in the past?
Mm-hmm. In a sense, it would more so, my vision right now is that by the time the execs have to submit their reports, councils would do like a mini version of that and would also send their reports, and then hopefully at the end of the term, they would follow up with, like, oh, okay, these goals were accomplished, this is the progress I made. And honestly, it could be just like a paragraph, but at least there would be something for students to look at and to ensure that you're actually representing them.
All right, thank you. That seems very doable.
Okay, thanks. Any other questions, comments? No? Okay, well, it's been a pleasure presenting. Thank you for your
presentation, Councillor Vinches. We'll move on to item 6A, just because it's nomination. Item 7A. Lau Wurzik moved to appoint one member of Students' Council to the Fall Reading Week Programming Task Force. President Lau, would you care to introduce
So as many of you may know, last year we passed Fall Reading Week through with the provost. So we will be expecting Fall Reading Week in most faculties for fall 2015. So that's not this coming fall, but the fall after. So one of our promises that we made as we approved Fall Reading Week was that the Students' Union would lead a task force, a programming task force, with other university stakeholders, so we could start to see, you know, how we program Fall Reading Week so that students that stay in residence and don't have class have the support they need and have some sort of structure that they can engage in, so that those in isolation won't be left in isolation. So that being said, we are looking for some more student representation on this, and a part of that includes one representative from Students' Council. So we're looking for one student to sit in meetings probably once a month, starting in June. We don't have any of the dates chosen yet. So the next steps for this is after we choose a counselor, it'll probably be another 2 weeks or so until we get all the representatives chosen from the different stakeholders. And we'll get those meetings set up, and it won't be too heavy of a commitment, but still an important role nonetheless.
Perfect. I'm just going to open the floor to any questions at this time. President Lau, go ahead.
I just wanted to, you said most faculties or some faculties not participating in Fall Reading Week?
So nursing, law, and medicine are not participating. And Augustana. But for those faculties that are interested, the next steps really is just talking to your dean and letting them know that your students do want Fall Reading Week. The process that we went through was essentially going from dean to dean, asking them if this is something that they were in favor of. For nursing, law, med, and understanding, these were the deans felt like there wasn't an appetite for it, or where it would mess with their presentation and such. So, like, from this perspective, if the students really wanted it, then we're going to be still within it.
Yes,
Councilor
Group.
Wasn't there an issue with the Faculty of Engineering in the past that it interfered with their schedule as well?
Yeah, but that's an iron out.
Okay, but they're figuring that out?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions for President Lau before we move on? Seeing none, we'll move on to nominations. Governor Hanser.
I can nominate Councilor Steedman.
Councilor Steedman, do you accept? Any other nominations? Seeing none, congratulations. All right, we will move on to executive committee reports. Do any members of the executive wish to make a report? See, President Lau.
Yeah, I'd just like to deliver a quick apology on behalf of Vice President Hodgson and Diaz. They're currently in Montreal for annual Student Care Stakeholder Conference, deliberating healthcare issues, approaches, and tactics as related to our health and dental plan. So they're gone for a few days, but they will be back for GovCamp. So for those of you coming on Friday or Saturday, we'll hope to see you there. One quick reminder then, besides the photos, will be to get in touch with Nicole if you have yet to set up our one-on-ones. I know many of you have already done so. Really excited to start those conversations. And yeah, thank you very much.
Vice President Kinda.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Hey, Council. So hopefully you read my report. It's kind of thorough. And so what I did was I talked a little bit about why we have two lobby groups related to government lobbying. And I mentioned what happened at CASA, which was in Ottawa. And recently, William and I just came back from our cause changeover in Canada. That was a lot of fun, and it was a lot of work. A few good things came out of it. I was elected cause chair, so that means. And what happened after that was we sort of decided on our strategy and direction for future lobbying this year. But we'll have more details coming up for that later on. Other than that, that's pretty much it. A lot of it was just learning about what cause was doing last year and what we'll be doing this year. So a lot of it's just team bonding and figuring out how we can work together. That's pretty much it. I'm back in the office for another day or two, and I'll be getting back to internal business. But let me have the questions.
Thank you, Vice President Kindo. Vice President Orczyk.
Hi, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm currently piloting an online distribution of my council report, and I would love to hear your feedback on it if you've seen it. I've posted it in the council Facebook page. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice President Orczyk. Moving on to board and committee reports. Councillor Binchik.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So today we met, we finalized, well, I believe, I don't know if we have the power to finalize it, but we agreed that the meeting on September 23rd will be at Augustana campus. It will be campus at 5 p.m. The meeting will start at 6:30 p.m. to allow enough time for transportation. And then the January 20th meeting will be at Campus St. John. And instead of renting a full bus, we would try to be very wise about students' money and just take the mini bus that usually goes to Campus St. John around 5:15. And we also talked about the council swag items. We're considering jackets, and hopefully we'll be able to order them much earlier than we did last year. And we also reconsidered Pakistan orders because it turns out that many of the items that are in bylaw and Pakistan orders don't really match what is going on, especially in regards to zero hiring and the retreat. So we're in the process of revising that and making sure it's very clear. Yeah, that's about it. Our next meeting is at 5 p.m. 2 weeks from now, Saturday 6th of the week. Hope you can all come, and for all voting members of council, so I got some emails clarifying that. See you there. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Binchik. Governor Hatcher.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a quick amendment to my report. It's President Lau and I don't need orders to the council. It's a ministerial order. It's just a technicality, so I just wanted to clarify that. And second of all, back to the there's some questions on the athletics and recreations fee coming. I just want to highlight the fact that it was very successful, and I think after the board of meeting, there is another optional lunch. There's a dinner beforehand and a lunch after. There's a lot of eating food. And it was remarked by a number of governors that in their discussions amongst themselves, that this is the consultation and the level of consultation done for the, by the Faculty of Physical Education is something that they hope will continue in the future. And that was made very clear to the administration. So that the previous executive and President Kuzma deserve a lot of credit and a lot of kudos for advancing. We can't, as students, effectively fight something. We're not consulting. We did. Why fight? We can be part of a process and engage in these discussions beforehand to ensure that all students and not in the institution are all effectively taken care of. So I just wanted to make note of that.
Thank you very much, Governor Hansrud. Councillor Brookie.
So first, policy. Last year, the policy committee let a few policies expire without being renewed. So we hope to have those all through to you for renewal by the end of summer so that we don't have piles and piles of stuff on your plate once September starts. Additionally, as per standing orders, the three executives who sit on policy, so VP Kinda, VP Orczyk, and VP Diaz, will be doing their goal presentation at our next meeting as their goals pertain to certain policies. I'm assuming we did read them in.
Yes. Okay.
So you guys are all invited to come to that meeting if you want. It's next off council Tuesday, so the 27th at 6:30 and sub 6:06.
Thank you very much, Councillor Rupi. Do anyone else wish to make a report? Seeing none, we will move on to question period. We'll start off with the written questions that were submitted. The first question was from Councillor Binchik. I believe the answer was a very thorough answer provided in the late editions. It's quite an answer. I'm not going to read the whole thing because that would take about 5 minutes on its own. So I will leave it to Councillor Binchik if she wants to ask any follow-up questions. I direct those towards the President. If you'd like to wait until next meeting to talk to Vice President Diaz, you may also do that as well.
Sorry, talking a little about the question to President Diaz.
The question to Vice President Diaz.
Okay. I promised VP Diaz to follow up with him after he heard Council's feedback on SCAT's recommendation document. So I think I'll just do that
via
email.
Sounds good. Thank you. We'll move on to the next question, which is also from Councillor Vincic to Vice President Hodgson. That answer is also provided in the late editions. The first item in the late editions, I believe. So once again, I will, if you have any follow-up.
Sorry, I'm going to talk to
It's a very at the very top, the late editions.
I guess not really a follow-up, but now we know how much money we have, so if you want to use it, please let Pat know by the last meeting of this trimester.
Perfect. The next written question is from Councillor Vincic, again to Vice President Hodgson, regarding the parking hours for councillors, parking passes, etc. According to his answer, he'll give an update during his next council report. So I will wait for that. Anyways, moving on. Again, next question is from Councillor Vincic to President Lau. The answer is on the main agenda. So I don't know if there's any follow-up to President Lau from that question. Sorry, I'm going through all these questions, not reading any of them. If you want me to read any of the questions, please let me know. It'll take a lot longer, but it's okay. So I'm here for it.
There's no follow-up.
No follow-up? Perfect. The next question is from President Lau to Councillor Zinedine. I'll read this question because there was no message provided, as far as I know. I hear you are working closely with the university architect to expand prayer space on campus. Has there been any positive movement? Does that mean?
Thank you, President Lau. So the MC has been working with the GSA University and as well as the SU to try to find a new large accommodating prayer space for the people attending it on a daily basis, specifically Muslim students as they come in. Dozens and dozens every day, and the space, the current space on the sub has been very tight and unaccommodating. So we've been looking for options, and we decided to go to the hub. The International Center will be moving to Talos in the spring of 2015, and the space will be vacated. So we'll be with the IU will be moving to Talos. So we're working on that space. I've been working with the university architect Ben Louis. The design, the interior design, how to make it a space welcome to all groups from diverse backgrounds. And that will be, so there has been progress from all angles, and I will be meeting up with them early this week. If anyone would like to join me on a tour, which is a tour to what hub and the space, just let me know. All right. Thank you.
Part of information? Request for information? When is the tour?
We haven't decided, but it will be this week.
Great. President Lau, do you have a follow-up question for Councillor Zinedine? Thank you. Perfect. All right, with that, we'll move on to question 5F on the late editions. It's from Councillor Mohammed to President Lau regarding tuition. I won't read the question or the answer, but Councillor Muhammad, do you have a follow-up question?
Yeah. So do we have a plan just in case tuition goes up?
Well, on the bright side for tuition for domestic students, that is still regulated by the provincial government. But as for contingency plans with the International Differential League, which I'm guessing is much more likely to happen this year, those discussions are starting right away with our advocacy outreach and campaigns officer, as well as the International Students Association.
If you have any more follow-up questions, I'll allow it during the rest of the question period. Move on to question 5G from Councillor Mohammed to President Lau regarding the international differential fee. Do you have a follow-up question? Nope. Sure. Move on to question 5H from Councillor Muhammad to Governor Hasra. Did you have a follow-up question?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. It's
in relation to the report you gave, related to this topic.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Yes.
I'll take that during the other questions. That's not related to the question. It's related to that athletic residency.
Is it germane to the question?
Okay.
All right, so we'll wait for that. Next question was, again, from Councilor Muhammad to President Lau regarding the ARF item on the agenda. Do you have a follow-up question for President Lau? Perfect. Next question was, again, from Councilor Muhammad to Vice President Diaz. I don't believe he's here, so I don't know if President Lau would like to answer on Vice President Diaz's behalf, or we can just wait until...
Is it possible to get the councillors that are on the ISA to answer?
Do you mind if we wait until oral portion?
Yes.
Okay. So, next question was from Councillor Muhammad to Councillor Khan regarding the law faculty tuition increase. Councillor Khan isn't here, but his proxy is here if you want to ask a follow-up question.
I'll just ask if I can.
Okay. With that, we'll move on to the oral portion of written questions. Councillor Muhammad.
So this question is directed towards Governor Hasra. So in your oral report, in your actual report, you mentioned in relation to the RECB 0.3, the unprecedented level of consultation conducted by the Faculty of Physical Education. Was there a discussion around the faculty, their faculty's lack of consultation with the student body when it came to the referendum? Was there any discussion around that?
Can you clarify that question, please?
So you mentioned there is an unprecedented level of consultation.
Yeah, I understand that part.
And I'm confused because they didn't really consult well with the student body, but they consulted with the council. Was there a discussion around their lack of consultation with the student body, or was there consultation about the plebiscite that failed? Was there anything?
At the board level.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would disagree with the councillor, first of all. I think the level of consultation done is subjective. Based on my understanding and based on my observations over the last 6 years, 7 years being on campus, this is an unprecedented level of consultation. I've never seen a consultation this level of consultation done on a fee or at or tuition basis. So I think that level of consultation is, in fact, a win for students and a progression towards what the school community needs towards being an effective and stakeholder in the university. Now, second, regarding the consultation discussion amongst the board, as President Lau mentioned in his report, there was the only two people that spoke at this at the Board of Governors on this issue were President Lau and myself. I stated in my report what I stated at the board level. I cannot speak to what discussions were done at the Board of Property Finance Committee and or any other subcommittee on this issue and or any previous discussions at the other board members because I was not there. But the only two people that spoke were President Lau.
Just to follow up. Do you think...
Well, that'll be an additional question, Councillor Muhammad. Move on. Councillor Bannister.
I have a question for President Lau. I don't know if you know the answer, so if you don't, just direct it to someone if you can. What's the attendance looking like right now for GovCamp this weekend?
I've heard there's 25 individuals signed up, and that includes 5 faculty associations. But I could defer that to Rebecca Taylor if she has any more information to give.
That's about it. The only other information I have is that it's currently about 2/3 counselors and 1/3 FAs. Okay.
Councillor Horvath.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the interest of counselors, what?
The Board of Governors representative. Councilor Hanser. So, in the interest, I think that councilors should prioritize holding executives accountable. I would like Governor Hanser to address why his report was so late to us this week.
Governor Hanser.
Thanks for that girlfriend.
Governor Hanser.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Going through this history of Board of Governors reports, it's actually uncommon for the Board of Governors to submit a report. Based on my discussions with the Governor's Office, I will be disclosing reports, regular reports to councilors here. I hope to begin that tradition. My report, due to my fiduciary duties to the institution as well as confidentiality issues, requires any report to be vetted, to be consulted to the Governor's Office, and more importantly, the University Council, to ensure that I don't breach my fiduciary duties, that I don't disclose confidential issues. It's not necessarily they're not requesting this. It's a step I've taken in advance to ensure that I've done my due diligence, that I don't compromise the institution, nor do I compromise the student's future. With that, I didn't get an approval that's good to go from the Governor's Office until 11 a.m. today.
Thank you, Governor Hanser. I will ask that in the future you keep your comments germane to the question. Councilor Muhammad.
So this question directs towards Governor Hanser. So I just want to answer on this question. Do you believe there is an unprecedented level of consultation with the student body, not the council, with the student body on the athletic rights fee proposal?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. That is why it's... Just let me clarify what I wrote to the councilor for me a second. I just want to clarify exactly what I stated in my report. The councilor, I think, is a little confused, Mr. Speaker, in misconstruing the fact that the student union isn't part of the student body. Both, first of all, are the same thing. Student body are delegated leaders of the students' council are leaders and delegates elected by their faculty to represent them. And yes, I do believe that this was an unprecedented level of student consultation that I have not seen in my time as a student at the UVic.
Thank you, Governor Hansera. Councilor Gwilke.
I have a question for Governor Hansera. One of the questions in the written questions was regarding the law student tuition increase. And you were the law counselor.
Point of order?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I believe that when we address questions, we actually address counselors through you. And as you have not written a report about tuition or been asked a written question about tuition increase, I believe the counselor is mistaken by using you in her question. So I would just like for decorum and a proper way of doing things, so we address counselors through you and not make assumptions about your activities.
Can I retrace?
Thank you, Councilor Champagne. Just to clarify, I think it's a little bit customary to sort of address counselors directly. As you've correctly pointed out in Robert's Rules, questions are to be directed to the speaker. So please continue to do so from this point onwards. Thank you, Councilor Champagne.
Okay, I have a question for Governor Hanser.
Yes.
In regards to the question of the law student tuition increase, he was a law counselor when all those discussions were happening, so I was wondering if he had any more insight on the issues he had.
Governor Hanser.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to make a note that I love these questions coming from volunteers like this. Before I begin answering the questions, just to point out, based on my discussions and consultations with Councillor Kahn and President Scott Meyer of the LSA, and based on the fact that Mr. Kahn is in Vancouver this year, and as well as the fact that this is a $2 billion institution with facts changing constantly,
It is our request, or the LSA's request, and Councilor Khan's request, that all questions for the rest of the summer, the duration of the summer, be directed towards me, as I will have the most up-to-date map. Based on Councilor Khan's report, there are some facts that need to be corrected. First of all, essentially, the LSA has not conducted an informal poll. Any formal discussion on tuition would require more substantive and robust conversation with Uber stakeholders, as well as, there's been no formal discussion on tuition yet. There's been no request made by the faculty for tuition increase. The current dean, the faculty is currently in a state of flux, and the current dean is residing, the term ends on June 30th, and the new dean takes in July 1st. Any discussions will have to be waived until then. Some interesting notes about our faculty. The 2014 Alberta budget did cut money from our faculty, roughly $500,000. Over the last 5 years, our faculty has lost 9 tenured professors, but only 4.75 positions professors have been filled. Furthermore, over the last 5 years, we have lost 12 non-academic staff members. The dean also has been talking in his consultations about new ways to make our faculty the best law school in the country. Smaller class sizes, more clinical programs, more interactive programs, and these are any discussion on tuition will again be based on these issues. Thank
you. All right. With that, the first 15 minutes of the question period has elapsed. I currently have 3 members of Students' Council on my speaking list. We will end question period. Let's just see 5 placards. Wonderful. Thank you. Before we move on to the next question, just a reminder to Students' Council, if and when you have access to documents that the rest of Council does not have access to, you're reading from them, you have them in front of you, please ask Council's permission to read from papers. If there is no objection, then you may do so. I'm not saying that any member of Students' Council has done this or has not done this. Just want to make sure that's very clear. Councilor Farouk.
Just a question of clarification to Governor Hanshaw. When you're talking about reaching confidentiality when it came to when talking about the JRF increase with the board, you're saying that you could not release a lot of information without reaching confidentiality.
Mr. Speaker,
the original question was would does confidentiality agreement mean that there's some information that you can't say to council, or is this that?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think the councillor may have been confused by what I stated regarding the athletic record. I was not talking about the confidentiality issue regarding the athletic record. I'm talking about how the Board of Governors works essentially. There's an open session, there's a closed session where it's closed to the media, and then there's something called a camera session where the executives, the university, the presidents and the vice presidents, they leave, and then there's further discussions about the governors. The athletic directory was limited to open. The decision was made in open discussion. Now, what I can't talk about is any issues that were, and neither did President Lau, in fact, any issues that were discussed in confidential, in closed session or in camera session. And that's, so anything that happens in there, any decisions based in there, any discussion based on there, due or fiduciary responsibility, due to confidential, which includes a confidentiality in these sessions, we need to maintain, we can't talk to anybody. Left, not media, not students, not my eventual ex-girlfriend, not student council.
Councillor Hanshaw, once again, please keep your comments germane to the question. Thank you.
Thank you for the answer, Governor.
Councillor Horvath.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. This question is for either President Lau or Governor Hanshaw. I'm just curious when you two will get the orders in council from the minister, if you do know when that would happen, estimating wise throughout the year.
I'll direct this question towards President Lau.
I think they've already gone through.
No.
Maybe not.
I'll defer to Governor Hasra.
Yes, Governor Hasra.
There was three members were appointed on Thursday of May 14th. They were the public members, which were which the University of Alberta was waiting on for a year. Ours has not been, they said we don't know. I don't think any student leaders have yet been placed in code governors. Last year, they took until June. It's not the fault of student union. Justin Williams sent it within a week, a letter to the government recommending that we be instated on May 1st, 2014. We have to be cognizant of the fact that the Minister of Innovation and Advanced Education is responsible for giving these ministerial orders. He's now also premier. We hope to have this soon. I foresee that hopefully that we can get by the next meeting, which is June 12th.
Councillor Muhammad.
Yeah, this question directs towards President Lau. Since you sit on the Board of Governors, I just wanted to know, was there any discussion on the failed plebiscite on the athletic rights fee that was put to the student body at the Board of Governors meeting? Was there any discussion around that at the meeting?
Well, first off, there were simply two comments made at the board level. Governor Hasra made a comment, and I made a comment myself. And there wasn't really much discussion around it. As for the discussion around the website, it was brought up at the Board of Finance and Coverage Committee, and the notes were passed forward to the board.
Perfect. I have no more speakers on my list, so we'll close question period. Wonderful. Moving on to the last item on our agenda, I believe. Item 6A. Binchik moves that Students' Council, upon the recommendation of the CRO Selection Committee, appoint Brandon Christensen as the Chief Returning Officer for the 2014-2015 term. Is there a seconder for this motion? Councillor Gruelke? Councillor Binchik?
I would like to prepare my introduction to the Manager of Student Governance.
Oh, sorry. Scour Governance, not Student Governance.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Sorry, what was the name of that?
I would like to share my introduction to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I guess the hiring committee, which was made up of last year's chief returning officer and two dive board tribunes, interviewed three candidates for CRO in April, and they, after much discussion, decided on Brandon as the best candidate. And that's pretty much all I have to say. I wasn't personally involved in the interview process, I just organized. So I don't know any further details, but I do know that the candidate they chose has previous election experience in the faculty of pharmacy.
All right.
Sorry,
move on to debate. Councillor Gruelke.
I'd like to speak in favor of this. We worked with Brandon at the election review committee level, and he seems very excited to have some great ideas about how to increase the efficiency of elections, how to ensure that some of the issues that happened in the past years won't happen again. He's very excited to be coming to all of the ERC meetings, so he seems very dedicated, and I think he would make a great addition to the elections team.
Fire information.
Yes.
Where can we receive more information about Brandon?
I'm personally not sure. I would defer to the CAP chair for that.
And I would like to defer to the Scour Governance. And I can make up to seconds. So basically, usually the CAP chair is responsible for that. However, for about 2 years, it's been mostly Scour Governance and the hiring committee looking into the CRO hiring. That's why we were changing our standing orders. And that's why the Scour Governance Manager is here to answer any of your questions today.
Point of information.
Yes, Council. Well, we'll finish the first point of information
before
we move on to the next one.
Is there anything specific that you were wanting to know, or just general information about?
I mean, normally we would have some sort of like resume or something if we're going to hire someone, so I'm just curious where we can access info about the person's experience.
Right. I'm not, like, I don't know how much hiring information, like resumes, I'm allowed to put out just because of our operating policy around, like, confidentiality interviews and stuff like that. I would have to, ask somebody else how much I'm allowed to actually bring to a meeting. But I don't have any of the resumes with me right now, but assuming that I get, like, clearance, like, you can always come and see it later.
Councillor Bannister had an additional point of view
yes.
for Councillor Grookey.
Yes. Okay. So I know last year I sat on ARC, and there was some discussion around making the CRO more than a one-year term, or even combining it into different departments, or into like combining different positions. If that makes sense, was any thought put into that before hiring this man?
I defer to Discover Governance.
There was some discussion about that at the governance committee. A document had been written sort of suggesting that, and since I think been sent to the election review committee. And we decided that for this year because that recommendation or that idea came up in like February or March, there wasn't enough time to kind of think that through all the way to do it this year. So that's something that we would talk about over this year and decide on for the next year's hiring.
Okay, thank you.
Did you want to add anything, Councillor Gokey?
No.
Perfect. Councillor Muhammad.
I'd like to make a motion to postpone this until next meeting so that Council can get more information on the candidate.
Let me just review, make sure. Is there a seconder for this motion? Councillor Bannister. So the motion on the table is to postpone this particular motion to the next meeting of Students' Council, which would be held on June 3rd. This motion is debatable and is amendable, so I will allow Councillor Muhammad to introduce.
I'll take a right to debate.
Right to debate?
Yeah. Okay, so I wouldn't feel comfortable doing this not knowing anything about the candidate and only knowing their name. So I think we should postpone it to next council so that we can know a bit about this candidate. Because next election, if there's problems with the CRO, people are going to come to me, or if they, I don't know, they'll be pissed off. And I want to at least provide some answers about why we approved them as a council. So I think we should postpone it until we get the information.
Thank you very much, Councillor Muhammad. Councillor Grinchik.
Yes, I definitely understand where the uncertainty is coming from. And that's why today at CAC we talked about changing the bylaws as well as the standing orders to make sure that the CAC chair has an ongoing seat on the hiring committee so that when questions like these arise in council, the CAC chair can actually go in camera and answer any questions to make sure we have the best possible candidate. I am in favor of the motion. However, I'm afraid that there might be some logistical problems with hiring of the CRO. If we wait a bit longer, I would like the Discover Governance manager to speak on that, whether we can actually postpone. Can she speak now, or not really?
I'll allow it.
The main logistical problem would be that we need all the payroll information for the CRO in sometime this week in order for them to get paid for the month of May, but we can always just back in a few in June if necessary.
Perfect, thank you.
Councillor Wayne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm in favor of this motion because the current process for hiring a speaker, hiring a CRO, is different from what's in our standing orders for CAC as well as certain bylaws. So I would like to see more information before actually hiring the CRO.
It's exhausting my speaking list, but is there anyone who is vehemently against this particular motion? Yes, Vice President Ordzik.
I'd like to speak against this motion simply because I have full faith in the CRO selection committee. They have done a good job at vetting the candidates, and I believe that council is able to put their faith in this committee.
Thank you, Vice President Ordzik. Governor Hatzrow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to speak in favor of this motion. Council's job is to final say we are the employers. I am not comfortable voting for somebody and hiring somebody who I don't know, and I don't think council should be. I'm sure the people in Discover Governance do a great job. Actually, I know they do a great job. However, we can't fulfill our obligations and our responsibilities until we know the person who they are. Base our decisions based on that rather than victory. And discharge our duty of care.
Thank you very much, Governor Hanserad. This exhausts my speakers list. Yes, Councillor Muhammad. Call to question. Because my speakers list is exhausted, we'll just go straight to vote on the motion. That works for council. So, once again, the motion was to postpone Item 6A to the next meeting of Students' Council, which will be held on June 3rd, I believe is the correct date. June 3rd. All those in favor of this particular motion, please raise your placards. All those opposed? Any abstentions that wish to be noted? That motion carries. So that item is postponed to the next meeting of Students' Council. With that wraps up our business. So we'll take attendance, and we'll conclude this meeting. President Lau.
Present.
Vice President Ordzik.
Present.
Vice President Kinda.
Present.
Just jump the other two Vice Presidents. Governor Hansra.
Yep.
Councilor Allard.
Present.
Councilor Chen.
Present.
Councillor Bannister?
Present.
Councillor Muhammad?
Present.
Councillor Sleeman?
Present.
Councillor Zhang?
Yep.
Councillor Jaddick?
Present.
Councillor Kroelke?
Present.
Councillor Bryce? Councillor Babatunde?
Present.
Councillor Horvat?
Present.
Councillor Fidoski? Councillor Jacobson? Councillor Wong?
Present.
Councillor Gard?
Present.
Councillor Gore?
Present.
Mr. Zhenevsky for Councillor Khan?
Present.
Councillor Krutze?
Present.
Ms. Mandaman for Councillor Morris.
Present.
Councillor Makhdoum.
Present.
Councillor Bhatia.
Present.
Councillor Hooper. Councillor Champagne.
Present.
Councillor Vinchik.
Present.
Councillor Zinedine.
Present.
Councillor Kwan.
Present.
Councillor Peak. Councillor Huang.
Present.
Councillor Farouk.
Yep.
Councillor Hudson.
Yep.
Thank you. Perfect. Thank you very much. We're adjourned at 7:18 p.m.